We'd like to thank Preborn. Preborn has rescued over 200,000 babies from abortion, and every day their network clinics rescue 200 babies. Will you join Preborn in loving and supporting young moms in crisis? Save a life today. Go to preborn.com.
The Bible. It's the Word of God, sharper than any two-edged sword. This sacred book is living and active and contains all that's needed for life and godliness. Stay with American Family Radio for the next hour as we study God's Word and take your Bible questions. Welcome to Exploring the Word.
It is great to have you on Exploring the Word today as a listener. We're thankful that you could tune in, as we say, and we pray that God is blessing you. This is going to be a special edition of Exploring the Word. And with all the things that's going on in America, Alex, and around the world, let's call this a day of prayer. Is that all right with you, brother?
Amen. I think that's wonderful. And it's good to be with you, Bert, and start another week of Exploring the Word. I had the privilege of being on the Jenna Ellis Show this morning and then on today's issues as well. But there is so much going on in the world. And Bert, I just want to say a big thank you to, I would estimate approximately 100 Exploring the Word listeners have emailed and texted me inquiring as to how we're doing down in North Carolina. And Greensboro, where Angie and I live, is about 2 hours from Asheville. Greensboro had some rain and a little bit of localized, you know, water lying in the road. But I'm telling you, Asheville, 19 counties in western North Carolina have got devastation like we just don't even have the words to describe. And 90 to 99 people dead or missing. And so western North Carolina needs prayer, Bert.
I know that, as we want to add one to that, and that's Valdosta, Georgia, all of southern Georgia. The two places that seem to have had more, I know they're smaller towns, Black Mountain, North Carolina, that was, you know, hit hard, and then the Chimney Rock, which is a small community, was completely destroyed. So that is going on. So we're making a day of prayer. And we want you to know that our number is 888-589-8840. And what we're going to do, we're going to make this a matter of prayer. You may have a prayer request, or you may want to pray. The three things that God laid on my heart, and there may be others on others, but the hurricane victims, those that have died and those that are missing in the hundreds of missing, Israel, what's going on there? Listen, it is very, very, I would say, tenuous on what may or may not happen. And then pray for our country. Pray for America. We usually do this on Tuesday, but we're moving it up to Monday this week, and we're praying for America. So you have a prayer request or you desire to pray, and we ask that the prayers be pointed. Just follow the Lord, and we'll trust you in asking God to do that. But Alex, we have a special guest. Matter of fact, we're going to have a special guest in the studio here for each one of our three segments. And I've asked them to lead us in prayer and be a part of what we're doing on Exploring the Word. So, again, that number, if you want to start calling in just about 1 minute, is 888-589-8840, prayer request or prayer. But our guest today, Alex, is Brunson Woodruff. Brunson, thank you for coming.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
And pleasure. If that voice sounds familiar, it's because he's in our news department.
That's right.
Have you been here a year yet?
Mid-October will be 1 year, so almost to that.
Man, it is true.
It is. Yes, sir. Time flies.
Listen, Brunson is a great guy. I've gotten to know him some, and he's originally from Corinth, Mississippi. You may still be there. Are you commuting still?
For the time being,
For
yes,
the
sir.
Time being, and I lived in Corinth for about 3 years. I love that town. Alex, you've preached in Corinth, right?
I've preached in Corinth many times. It is a great town, a lot of great people down there. And I've got the privilege of being interviewed by him pretty frequently throughout the year.
Well, we're glad. And I had him down to possibility to pray, and I said, well, he hadn't. I don't know if he will. And he was in the hallway right when I was thinking about asking. He spoke to me, and I said, Lord, this is a sign. So, Brunson, thank you for being with us.
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
And you're going to lead us in prayer, brother. So would you do that right now?
Yes, sir. I sure will. Dear Lord, we come to you today asking for the help for the victims of this hurricane and the continued flooding and power outages in the southeast. Working in news, we see these reports come in. The death toll, as of just a short time ago, I've seen that it now has exceeded 120 people across several states, including Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, even Virginia and Tennessee. Around 2 million people reported without power, Lord. Hundreds of people reported missing. We've even seen a news report down around and released in Tampa Bay from a WFLA News 8. They've named some of these victims. This includes 66-year-old Donna Fagerston of Indian Rocks Beach, 71-year-old Aiden Bowles of Indian Rocks Beach, 70-year-old Marjorie Harvard of St. Pete Beach, 71-year-old Francis Wright of Madeira Beach, 89-year-old Jerome Wade of St. Petersburg, 55-year-old James Thompson of Reddington Shore, 37-year-old Rachel Birch of Treasure Island. All of these people have passed as a result of this storm. Lord, these are all individual people. It hits differently when you look at their individual names.
Yes.
Lord, there are so many more, 120 now approximately. It's now exceeded that number. Lord, these families are hurting. We ask for healing for these people. Please be with the crews there. Crews from 8 Days of Hope, Samaritan's Purse, and others as they go to help these folks impacted. Please help these people as they begin the process of healing, and may the victims have their lives restored. And Lord, we also ask that hearts would be turned to you and souls would be saved out of this tragedy. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Brunson, thank you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
Before you go, I want to say thank you for putting names to the numbers.
It just hits differently. These are people.
These are people numbers. And their families.
Yes.
They're hurting.
And these lives will never be the same. So we
thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Alex, let me give that number, and we want folks to call in. Prayer request, we'll receive those. If you would pray, again, for the hurricane victims, those cities, Israel, America, whatever God has laid on your heart, we're praying for them. And that number, 888-589-8840, we're so glad of that. Alex, I know you were on the radio programs that you mentioned early, and listen, these names are continuing to come in. Like you said, I checked, and the last time I checked was a little over 100. And now when Brunson did it, 120 and climbing, and the number of missing is in the hundreds. We do have a lot to pray about.
We do. You know, Bert, you and I have been in Romans for a couple of weeks, and let me just share a scripture and comment, and then we'll resume prayer. But Romans 8:26, it says, likewise, the Spirit, meaning the Holy Spirit, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes with us. And the King James says, with groanings which cannot be uttered. And some translations will say, the Spirit intercedes for us with groanings which are too deep for words. And I heard a minister say years ago, when it hurts too much to cry, just call out to God. And let me say this, the Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we know that God is able to help us in our weakness. We know that God understands what's going on, even when we think our world is imploding. And when we pray to Almighty God for help in time of just hopelessness, we know God is faithful, and he does intervene, doesn't he?
He really does. And that's what we're doing. These are brothers and sisters many of them have lost their lives, and they're in the presence of the Lord right now. We praise God for that. But I have a brother and his wife. Their family lives in South Georgia, and they're without electricity now. They didn't have all of the things happen in their town that happened there in Valdosta, which is just west of where they live. But I want to tell you, it's still a lot of power. Like he said, over 2 million people are still without electricity. So I know that's not as bad as life lost, but it's still difficult and hard. Can't get gasoline because the pumps are electrical and they're not working. And Alex, let me ask you this. Again, that number, and nobody's called yet. We'd love for you to call, prayer request, or you can pray. If not, we'll pray ourselves and continue to, but that number, 888-589-8840, if you would have a prayer request or would pray. But Alex, as we've talked about the hurricane victims, Brunson did such a great job of prayer. How do you think, or how have you been praying for Israel at a time like this?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for asking that, Bert. Well, you know, Psalm 122, verse 6 tells us to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And last week, I was on a pretty classified briefing with a general from the IDF, the Israeli Defense Force, right on the front line. You could hear bombs going off in the background. And I've been just praying for God to give Israel protection. You know, Bert, I got to say, we were talking a couple of weeks ago about what was called Operation Grim Beeper. And really, it's been saying that this is one of the most brilliant maneuvers in military history, because Israel had beepers that Hamas and Hezbollah, the terrorist leaders, were getting these beepers. No civilians, no children, no non-terrorists were harmed. And it's that kind of miraculous, I mean, just miraculous protection that Israel has had that keeps reminding me God is with them.
Amen.
And so I'm, to your question, I'm praying for the peace of Jerusalem. I'm praying for God to protect Israel and their soldiers. But I'm also praying, Bert, and folks, this is vitally important to the world. I'm praying that America always remains a friend to the nation of Israel. I'm praying that whoever occupies that Oval Office is a friend to Israel and acknowledges Israel's right to self-defense, Israel's right to exist. And folks, you might understand, who gets elected determines foreign policy, and very often that determines world safety and world economics. And then when you've got a tragedy like a Hurricane Helene, how much we are ready and prepared economically. You know, I thank God for Samaritan's Purse and 8 Days of Hope and World Help and World Vision and Baptist Men on Mission. And on we could go, because, you know, charitable groups like this that are not only the first responders but also give the gospel, they depend on people's financial support.
Amen.
And people can only support financially when they can, you know, put food on the table. So, Bert, all these world situations are interrelated, aren't they?
They really are. And again, when you pray for Israel and America, listen, the peace, I'm just going to make this as plain as I can. I've shared it with others. I pray for their victory. I really Amen. Do, because that's yeah. the only way you have peace. You remember what we tried to do with Germany after World War I, you had a treaty, and it was not a unconditional surrender. It was a conditioned surrender. Germany do this, Germany do that. And when Adolf Hitler came in power, you know, things started changing because it was a conditional surrender. And there World War II comes. Since World War II, Germany, they surrendered unconditionally. And unconditional surrender brought victory to the Allies. And Germany, in place of them being a foe, is a ally. And so, listen, I pray for their victory. I think that's the way they have peace. And that yeah. may be strong and harsh.
No, you're right. You're right. And let me just say this, too. Israel is subjected to restrictions and almost worldwide condemnation when they defend themselves. And it's a standard that no other nation in the world is subjected to. Israel has the right to self-defense, and I pray the United States will always recognize that.
Amen. Well, we're going to get to your prayers. We're going to take a break, and then we have Matthew, Roy, Iris, David, and Virginia. Thank you for calling. Don't go away. Stay with us. We want to hear your prayers and your prayer request. We'll be back right after this break.
If ending babies' lives in their mothers' wombs isn't heartbreaking enough, the Biden-Harris administration punishes those who protect life, including up to 10 years in jail. In a shocking stance, the vice president nominee, Walz, supports infanticide, meaning the death of newborns. When will this madness end? Preborn's network of clinics is positioned in the highest abortion areas in the country, on standby to protect and love mothers facing unplanned pregnancies. By introducing a woman to her baby through ultrasound and showering her with God's love, her baby's chances at life doubles. But they can't do it without our help. If you're pro-life, please consider a donation of any size to support the mission of Preborn. All gifts are tax deductible and will help to defend the defenseless. One ultrasound is just $28, or five ultrasounds are $140. $5,000 will sponsor ultrasounds for Preborn's entire network for a day. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com. That's preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR.
If I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't have doubted you. I wish I could tell my younger self just to have faith. There's so many mountains you have moved, valleys you have led me through. And it's only by your grace I'm standing here today.
It is by God's grace we are standing here today. Hi, Alex McFarland along with Bert Harper, and welcome back to Exploring the Word. This is a special edition of Exploring the Word, and we are praying for our nation. We're praying for the people impacted by the weather. We're praying for just the spiritual condition of our country, the lives of people, and your prayer requests as well. And if you want to call in, we would invite you to pray. If you don't want to pray on air, although this is just a big family, and I want you to feel entirely comfortable joining us in calling out to the Lord, but maybe you have a prayer request you want to share, and the number is 888-589-8840, 888-589-8840. And you know, at AFR, the operative word is family, American Family Association. We've got so many incredible staff, one of whom is Mark Ose, longtime friend and staff member. And Bert, he's with us, I understand, in the studio too, isn't he?
He really is. And Mark, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for asking me.
Can you stick around a minute or two?
Certainly.
Well, we're going to...
I work around here, you know.
Okay,
so
I know you're Mark, but guess what comes before Mark? Matthew.
Matthew.
So we're going to Matthew in Georgia.
Oh,
hey, Matthew, thank you for calling Exploring the Word, brother.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, you have.
Hey, I'd like.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to pray for the tree services that are helping clean up. You know, pray for their safety. We were helping a lady clean up, and we didn't have any equipment. And they came over there 6 hours. They spent using their equipment free of charge. So some of them guys have big hearts too.
Amen.
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 They do.
Matthew, what I got to ask you? What part of Georgia are you from? What town in Georgia?
I'm from Leesburg. It's right beside Albany.
Okay. I know where that is. I know just about everything in South Georgia. I've been there several times. Go ahead, Alex.
I've got to say, that is a great prayer request. Thank you, Matthew. I when I was going through seminary, I did tree work for a while, and it can be dangerous. And to pray for those guys' safety, that's a wise thing to request. I'm glad he said that.
I am too. Matthew, would you pray, brother?
I will. Dear Lord, thank you for everything that you've given us. We just ask that you be with these tree guys and lineman guys and just anybody that is helping, Lord, and be with the people that were impacted. Pray for Valdosta. They got hit pretty hard and other places. Just thank you for everything that you've given us, Lord. And we know you're going to help us. You know the need, and you can do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Matthew, thank you, brother, and we do appreciate you. Those people that are working the trees, those people that are restoring lines, electrical lines, they have to be so cautious. So many things could happen, so let's keep them in our prayer. Mark, Alex already said you're with us. Thank you, brother.
You're welcome.
Tell everybody, I used to call it special projects you do, but you're, I went by your room and it says audio producer, but you do a lot of other things.
I do a lot of audio production. That's what I do. But I also do some writing, and I fill in for people like Brent, your producer,
and on the radio side, you
fill in for JJ and John.
You
occasionally
can still do disc jockey work, can't you?
You betcha. And I feel like the utility infielder around here.
Well, you're a
wherever
good one, brother.
I'm needed, they plug me in.
So. We enjoy Mark, and thank God he's got a great spirit, a good sense of humor, and I love that. You know I do. But I've asked you to pray because I just felt impressed. I said, we need to get Mark on and pray. Would you mind doing that, brother?
I don't mind. Let's pray. Dear Lord God, thank you. Thank you for including us in your awesome creation. Thank you for loving us and for allowing us to live in this amazing nation. But God, right now our nation is in need. And so, Lord God, I would like to ask your presence, especially with our brothers and sisters who are in the aftermath of this storm track. I pray that you would grant peace after the storm. There are still 600 people or more unaccounted for in that storm track in Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia, and Alabama. Lord God, I'd also like to ask peace for the family members of those who are missing, unaccounted for, people who have suddenly become part of the least of these. And Lord God, I pray also for protection for the responders in organizations like Samaritan's Purse, Convoy of Hope, 8 Days of Hope, and others who are there to help. And God, also I pray that there would be opportunity as people are helping with physical needs, that they would help with spiritual needs as well, that there would be open hearts as people are looking for answers. They would look to you, and that our Christian brothers and sisters who are there helping would be available to lead people toward you and even pray with them and lead them to salvation. Lord God, I know that you don't wish for anyone to perish, and though this seems like a huge opportunity for ministry. And Lord God, I don't understand how you can use this disaster for good, but we know that your word tells us that you use all things for the good of those of us who love you and are called according to your purpose. And so, God, I pray that you would do that in this situation as well. God, I'm also aware of the impending port strike, which will affect our supply chain. It is more clear day by day that we are dependent on you, Lord God. So please continue to provide for our nation and its people. I also want to pray that our leaders will turn to you, especially in these times of strife. God, I also want to lift up Israel and that situation there. I pray for peace in that region. Unless the things that we're seeing there are the days foretold in your word, in which case I pray that you would let us recognize those days and do all we can to tell others about Jesus before your return. God, I just also want to lift up the elections. I pray your will be done there. These elections will be very, very consequential. And Christians need to vote. In fact, not voting because a candidate is imperfect is essentially voting for the other side. So, and when the Israelites said they wanted a king, you gave them King Saul. So you will hear our votes when people tell you that we want a candidate. You're going to respond. And Lord God, we just pray for the good of our nation. We pray, Lord God, that our leaders and our people would call you back into our nation. You have been kicked out of the public square. And Lord God, I pray that we would welcome you back into the public square in our nation with open arms, and that, Lord God, you would see fit to continue to bless our nation, especially in these hard times. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Mark, thank you, brother. Amen. Appreciate you more than you know.
Wow. And I appreciate you guys, too. Keep up the good work here. I love listening to Exploring the Word.
Thank you. Amen. Well, Alex, we're just so thankful that we are a family, and we're a family of prayer warriors as well. And that thrills my heart, brother.
Amen. Amen. The number, if you want to pray on air or you want to bring to our attention a prayer request, the number is 888-589-8840. And yeah, Bert, I don't know if you've heard some of the things that I was sharing on today's issues earlier, but Will Graham texted me and said the Cove, the Billy Graham Center there in Asheville, has been made a disaster relief, kind of headquarters for Samaritan's Purse.
Yes,
but there's so much devastation. Bert, there's little towns. I've preached in these picturesque little mountain towns, and there are so many of them underwater. One of the major grocery distribution hubs is now flooded. And like Mark prayed about that impending possible port strike. And so absence of food and gasoline and electricity, and, won't be too many weeks before cold weather is really coming on. So we need God's intervention, don't we?
We really do. All the way from Boston, all around the seacoast, all the way into the Gulf, you have these ports that may be shut. So we're praying. Okay, let's go to Kansas. Roy, thank you for calling today.
Yes, thank you very much. I really appreciate your program. You and Alex Burt, you are, and this gets me a little emotional, but you are true men of God, preaching and testifying to God's goodness. But I just wanted to offer up a prayer.
Go right ahead, Roy. Thank you, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, Lord, as ministers of the gospel, Lord, we all on this listening to this program, we agree with Bert and Alex. Bert being a senior brother in the Lord, Alex being a preacher, an educator, an instructor in the Word of God. Lord, you told us to pray for those things that happen, Lord, that we may not understand. But Lord, being from Georgia originally, Lord, I pray for Valdosta, who I've been there several times, all those places that have been devastated. And Lord, my brother, my older brother, and to the listening audience, who has stage 4 cancer in the town I grew up in there in Georgia. Lord, I just pray protection. They don't have any power. Lord, just do what you want to do. And we're reminded of Matthew 5:33. Seek first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all these things will be added unto us. So, Lord, we need, as the brothers and others have prayed, Lord, we need righteousness in our nation, Lord. Lord, it gets frustrating with our politics and politicians, but Lord, we know you are the supreme being. Lord, just come into our nation in this election, Lord. Lord, just bring in the right person, Lord. We need righteousness. When righteousness is exalted, Lord, Lord, you come in and deliver. So Lord, I just ask God. And we need peace. We need peace in Jerusalem.
Yes.
Lord, you said, pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
Yes.
So, Lord, I just agree with Alex and Bert and all those that have prayed there on the staff, Lord. God, come in and do a work. Mm-hmm. These are desperate times, Lord, and we need you to intervene, Lord. And, God, I just look unto you, Lord, and bring encouragement to us, Lord. I ask encouragement for Bird and Alex, Lord. It's a challenge. It's a task, Lord. But we are determined to follow through with what you have told us to do. And Lord, I just thank you, and I pray this in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
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 Amen. Listen, Alex.
That's powerful.
The encouragement is those prayers. By the way, we have radio stations in Valdosta, Waycross, and Dublin, Georgia, and all three are down. So the radio signal may not get through, but the prayers are getting through today. So we
Amen.
Praise God. Let's go to Texas and talk to Iris. Iris, thank you for calling.
Thank you, and thank you for all the prayers and for making this day so meaningful by doing my heart break. Beautiful area. I've been in there.
Okay. Iris, you're breaking up pretty severely. Do you want to pray?
Oh,
Go right ahead.
Yes, I'll pray.
Go right,
right now.
Ahead.
Lord, I thank you that we do pray for Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We speak forth in the name of Jesus. For the hedge of protection, we declare Psalm 91 over the entire state of Israel, because yes. We know that your word does not return void and that you hasten to perform it. We pray for that hedge of protection around Prime Minister Netanyahu, all the cabinet members, all those that are fighting on the front lines on each of these seven fronts, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for the people, Lord, that you protect them in the name of Jesus, not only physically, but emotionally and spiritually, in the powerful name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. And Lord, we pray in this season of time, as they look to the Jewish New Year, that they will find their Messiah as I yes. found him many years ago. We pray that their eyes would be opened and flooded with light to know you and to know the hope, Lord, that is in you and you alone. And we speak that forth. And we thank you in advance that absolutely nothing is too hard for you. We remind you that you've promised that Israel would always be here as a sign and a wonder. And we thank you for it in your powerful name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen, Iris. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hey, before we go, we want to go back to Texas and go to David. David, we got about a minute and 15 seconds. Would you mind praying, brother?
I'll jump right on it. Mighty Lord, Abba, Father, there are times such as these where all we can do is fall on our knees and lift your name. Father, from the devastation from the storm, to the politics, the elections, and all the uncertainty that's out there, Lord. We just pray that you would exert your mighty influence, Lord, and that you would use these things, that people would wake up to see the power that's in nature that you have the right to control, Lord. And we just pray that all these events would turn people's eyes back to you, Father. Again, I agree with Iris. We pray for the protection of Jerusalem and your watch care over Israel and over our country, Lord, that we would find our way back to you. And we lift it all up in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to continue praying. You don't want to go away. Thank you for listening to Exploring the Word on this day of prayer.
AFA Action takes attacks on the family seriously. The enemies of the family constantly employ new tactics to try to sneak past our radar. They know if we stand together, their evil plans will fail. Your gift to AFA Action allows us to stay vigilant against their onslaught. And if you give this month, you'll receive access to the Cultural Institute video, When Your Faith is Illegal, by Frank Harbor on AFA Stream as our thanks. You can make your gift today at afaaction.net.
Welcome back to Exploring the Word on American Family Radio.
Father, I'm in a desperate place. Father, I know you can bear the weight. Father, take me in your arms.
This is a song, this is a prayer, and this is a day of prayer on Exploring the Word. So what a perfect song to go in a third segment. Alex, we have another special guest here that works at AFA, AFR, and she is one of the writers for The Stand.
And it's Joy.
Yes.
Joy, and forgive me, what is your last name?
Lucius.
Joy Lucius.
Yes.
Now, I would presume you're related to Randy Lucius.
Yes, I am. He is my better half.
Let's pull back a little bit, Joy. I know what we better halves are. Awesome. You
yeah.
know.
And well, we've been married over 45 years, so he's great. Pretty
well,
good.
We've asked Joy to come and pray, and she is a prayer warrior. And matter of fact, she was my oldest son, Nathan, who's on Exploring Missions. Was it your student training or teaching?
It was my first class ever in my student training.
And Nathan was in it.
Yes, he was.
And you were teaching what?
I was teaching ninth grade English.
Well, I'm glad you had him and not me. English is not
my... Well, I'm just glad he survived.
Well, he did. And listen, he loves you still to this day.
I love him.
But Joy, we've asked you to come and pray, and we do appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being a prayer warrior.
I know. I can't pray without crying, though.
Well, go right ahead.
Because it's been a war for all of us this year. Mm-hmm. But my heart is always broken for Israel. And can we start there?
Go start. Yeah. Yes.
Lord, I just thank you for who you are. You are my favorite name for you is I Am That I Am. And so, Lord, I thank you that you tell us that if we pray for Jerusalem, that we will be blessed. And we don't even want to discuss the alternate, Lord. We just want to bless your people, to bless your name, and to pray for Israel and pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, they are your chosen, precious vessels. And Lord, through them, our Messiah, our Jesus, was born and came to us and made a way for us to be part of, to be enjoined and engrafted into the family. And so, Lord, we thank you, first of all, for who you are and for your people and for your Son that came to us through your chosen people. And, Lord, right now we bring to you the situation that is going on with the ongoing war in Israel. And, Lord, it amazes me that such a little tiny place on the globe literally dominates the entire world, because I believe that your word shows us that what happens in Israel directs the entire path of the world. So, Lord, we ask for peace. But, Lord, we also ask for wisdom for their leaders. We ask for endurance and strength for their people. And, Lord, we cry out for mercy, because like us and like many nations today, we don't always do what we're called to do. We don't always look the way that we should and do the things that we should. So, Lord, we ask for mercy.
Yes.
And, Lord, we just thank you that we know that when we cry out to you, that you hear us, and that you not only hear us, but you answer. So, Lord, we just wait, and we thank you for your gracious goodness and for your answer to these prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Joy, I want to thank you for being with us today.
Thank
We've
you.
Got people that are going to pray as well.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to them. But
it's been an anointed
It has
time.
Been. Don't you think God knows? God knows what he's doing, and sometimes he can even use Bert Harper to know
Joy
that.
Joylicious.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you for
God
being.
Bless
You've
you.
Got scriptures written down there.
Yes, I
do. Would you mind reading those before you go?
I sure will. I love, of course, Psalm 91. I pray it a lot because it pretty much entails everything. But in Psalm 91:4, it says, "He shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings we shall take refuge. His truth shall be our shield and buckler." And I know that right now the people of Israel and the people of Palestine need a shield and a buckler. And he is the only hope for them. He's the only hope for our nation. So I thank you that this word is truth. And Psalm 138:7 says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand will save me." And again, in Genesis, one of the first promises he ever made us is, "I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. And in you, and in his chosen people, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So we do. We ask that he blesses them.
Thank you, Joy.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Alex, God what bless. A testimony it is. God's word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. So we praise the Lord for what God has done, but what he is doing. But I want to add to that what he's going to do. Alex,
Amen.
give us eyes to look over the hills that we have to go through to see what God's doing. He's at work, isn't he?
Well, he really is. And of course, the tragedies of Hurricane Helene and the death toll and just the problems around the world. And my goodness, Bert, we need to pray about this too in relation to this upcoming election. Of the 18 to 20, maybe 22 million illegals that have come into the border over the last 3.5 years, more than 600,000 are known to be felons and terrorists. That's the population of Boston. I mean, imagine that. And so we need to pray about that. But here's the thing. Out of tragedy, very often comes revival.
Amen.
Have you ever noticed that?
That and is.
Let me just say, we all need the Lord Jesus. I need the power and the presence and the protection of Jesus Christ in my life every day. We all do. And Bert, none of us would seek after hard times. But if those hard times drive us to our knees and call out to the Lord and repent and God sends revival, well, then praise his name for it.
Do you remember the song, Whatever It Takes? Lord, that's what I'm willing to do. It's easier to sing than it is to pray. But we need God, and we'll be brought back to him. Well, we've got people that are wanting to pray, and it's Tom from Georgia. Tom, where are you from in Georgia?
Just across the state line from Chattanooga.
Okay, up in northern, yes. Well, brother, I appreciate you.
WUIE.
Okay, thank you for calling today. Are you ready to pray?
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
Well, hey, God hears us. I'm glad he does. Go ahead, brother, and thank you for calling.
Our Holy Father, we thank you for inviting us to pray to you through our Lord Jesus. Thank you that you point out in the Bible that we have the intercession of the Holy Spirit because we don't know how to pray as we ought to pray. And we thank you that means that amateurs like me can lead prayer. And just thank you so much for that. And thank you for being concerned about all the things that we are asking you for, and help us to thank you and realize that you are the source of everything good, and that it isn't our greatness that causes you to bless us. And we just thank you that you're such a wonderful Savior. And among the things we're pointing out, I want to ask you to consider blessing the terrorists to be converted, that you would open their hearts and minds, and that you would be glorified publicly by large numbers of them turning to Jesus. And we pray that for all the terrorists, wherever they are, any place in the world. And Lord, we want to ask also for this strike at the docks, that you will help work this out, open those people's hearts, that all of them would, surprisingly to them and others, do the right thing. And that some of them would also mention that it's because of the Lord Jesus that they're doing that. Mm-hmm. Give the politicians wisdom, and thank you that in our form of government, they do have the authority to intervene if it becomes necessary. And you give them wisdom in that. And we ask you to have mercy on our nation and draw us all closer to Jesus. And in your mercy, you would help us, not just bless us for no reason at all, like we're really great people, but you would bless us because of your love for us and everybody. And final thing along that line, I'd like to ask, thank you that you are watching over the whole world.
Amen.
And I know that every nation has particular needs, and that you would help all of them as much as you help us or more. Thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
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 Thank you. Amen, Tom. Listen, you remember that song we used to sing as children? He's got the whole world in his hands, Alex.
Yes.
And again, we become so tunnel vision if we're not careful, especially in the area of missions. We only look to where we are. God looks all over the world. And there's this song, and I love the song, and I love the name of it. He Knows My Name. Wherever those people are, and even those terrorists, as Tom prayed, God knows their name. And so I praise the Lord for that. So, Tom, thank you. Alex, let's go to another place, and it's Don in Texas. Don, thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be able to join you all in prayer. I drive coast to coast every week. And I listened to AFR the whole way there to California to Jersey. So,
wow.
Bless you. I've got to ask you, how many times have you made that trip?
I've been doing it for about 4 years now with my husband. He's sleeping, but I'm driving.
Well, you be safe now.
I drive days. He drives nights. It's been a blessing.
Well, thank you.
Be blessed.
Hey, one of the visions that our founder Don Wildman had was to be nationwide, and because of radio, because of the situation that we have with our phones and everything, it is really not just nationwide, it's worldwide. So we appreciate Absolutely. That, and we want to just thank you. Would you pray for us?
Absolutely. Well, I'm thankful for the AFRF, because that's the only way I can listen to you all.
Well, amen.
So, thank you for that technology. Yes, I will be happy to pray for you all. Lord Jesus, we just come before you, God, with thankful and humble hearts, Lord God. We are thankful, Lord, for your word, which is true. Father, we pray humbly, Lord God, for your mercy on our nation. Lord, we pray for those that are going through this difficult time and from the storm, Lord God. Lord, that you would bring your peace. Father God, that people would come alongside, believers would come alongside these who are suffering, Lord God, and show them the love of Christ, bring them, Lord God, to salvation. For those who do not know you, Lord, we pray for the prodigal son and daughter, Lord God, that they would come home, Lord. We see with your Bibles open and the news that we're looking at every day that the world is shouting, Jesus is coming. And Father God, we just pray, Lord God, for our brothers and sisters in Israel, Lord. And like my other brothers just prayed, Lord God, for our enemies, Lord God, that they would come to know the salvation and the love of Christ. Lord, we thank you for AFR and for all that they do. Lord God, we pray, Lord, that you would continue to bless their ministry. And Lord, we just thank you again for your love, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Alex, we're blessed beyond measure. And I want to get to one more caller real quickly, because it'll be our last caller, and then Alex and I will take us out. But we just want to say, in case we run out of time, what a blessing it has been today to be host of Exploring the Word. What an opportunity, isn't it, Alex?
Well, it is. I am so thankful for Exploring the Word. And as I've said many times, it just 16 years ago changed my life. And I know you would agree that as fellow Christians, just as a family, every afternoon we get to gather around the Word of God, and then we pray, and it's opened up so many ministry opportunities. And it really, I'd been in the ministry a while, I know you had too, and we've seen God do great things in many lives. And then 16 years ago, along comes Exploring the Word, and just the greatest chapter in my life opened up, and it is truly special what God has done.
It really is. I joined you 3 years later, and 13 years we've been doing this, and I want to tell you, it's a blessing. So we thank everybody. Hey,
the Lord is good.
Yeah, it is. We got the last caller today, Karen in Arkansas. Karen, thank you for calling.
Thank you. In December, y'all had prayer requests.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I called for my grandson who had got trouble with the law, and you prayed exactly what I had been praying, and then you had a Thanksgiving time, and I called to thank you. Well,
wow.
I was thinking about that yesterday, and now you're having this program, and he has court tomorrow. Oh. And my prayer is that the Lord will go before him, and whatever it takes to turn him around. And sometimes I can't even complete the thought of what could be. But God's will be done. And I was going to ask you to pray again today.
Well, we're going to, Karen. Brent, I want you to turn it on. I want to ask something, not in severity, but I want to ask you, can God turn a person around?
Absolutely.
He can.
No doubt about it.
Amen.
No,
so that's the whole idea. We've got a lot of folks here at AFR whose lives have been changed by the mercy and grace of God. So mm-hmm. we're going to be praying right now. We got about a minute left. Alex, would you mind praying for Karen's grandson?
Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we continue to lift up Karen's grandson and the legal issues, but even more importantly, the spiritual issues. We continue to draw him to yourself, and we praise you that we do bring our petitions and requests, but we also bring our praises, and you are a God who answers prayer. We pray for North Carolina, for Georgia, for Florida, for our nation, for this election, for the Middle East, for the gospel to go around the world. And in this world, in our nation, in our hearts and lives, dear Jesus, may thy will be done. In Christ's name we pray.
Well, Alex, thank you again. God was in this today, and we thank God for him leading us to do this from time to time, don't we?
We do. We do. This has been Exploring the Word. You can listen again at AFR.net. And we encourage you to tell people about AFR and Exploring the Word. Most of all, tell everybody about Jesus.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.